Umazir ala Pesach Sheni. Moshe was talking about the Zman of Pesach Rishon. He told Klai Yisrael the halachas about Pesach Sheni, which was 30 days later. So you see, 30 days before, you have to start being Oisik in Hilchot Achad. Shenema v'yatsu b'nei Yisrael sa Pesach b'moyadoi. That's talking about making Pesach on a regular time, on Yud Dalet b'Nisan to bring the Korban Pesach. Hulchsiv v'yi anoshim ashohoyu tumeilu nefesh odom. And they started to ask the Shalos, what should we do? And Moshe gave them the Torah about Pesach Sheni. So you see, on Yud Dalet Nisan, Moshe gave them the Torah what they'll do next month. So you see, 30 days in advance, you have to know the halachas. So Drashi Shrei Moshe Rabbeinu Oymad Pesach Rishon V'Doyrish Lam B'Hilchas Pesach Hasheni Zaynu Shleishim Yom Shubah Abos Abir. So you see, 30 days in advance you have to know the halachas, start being Oisik in the halachas. Weiter V'Rav Shimon Gamliel Oym Melecho Oym Melecho. No, there is no Raya. I'll tell you there, I did the Ayri B'Milo De Pischo. Once Moshe was teaching on the halachas about Pesach Rishon, Masit Lo Lecho Milo De Pischo, he already starts explaining to them all the halachas. In other words, a person that's Tohor has to bring the Korban Pesach on Yud Dalet V'Nisan. Somebody that's Tomei, he can't bring it on Yud Dalet V'Nisan. He has to bring the Korban Pesach on Yud Dalet V'Yir. So the reason why I explained it now, not because it's halacha 30 days in advance. Now since he's Oisik already in Hilchos Pesach, he already explained all the halachas of Hilchos Pesach. So from there, there's no raya that for Pesach Rishon, you have to start learning 30 days in advance. Right. Of Izoi, my time with the Shulman Gamliel, so good, he doesn't like this raya. But what's of Shulman Gamliel? Where's his raya that it's 2 weeks? Sharei Moshe Oymed Rosh Chodesh. Moshe was standing on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or Mazir ala Pesach. And he started to teach them then on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hilchas Pesach. Shenemar HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. Huxiv Dabro Kodas Yisrael Leima Vyasal HaChodesh Hazeh, the Yichulem Ish Sele Beis Ovis. Halach is about Korban Pesach. He started to teach them Poshid on HaChodesh Hazeh, on Rosh Chodesh. So even though the Pulsun say the Pulsun doesn't say the favorite, she was Rosh Chodesh, but the Avimin it was. It's talking about the halachas of the Rosh Chodesh, of this Chodesh, as the beginning of the Chodesh Nisan, he was telling them the halachas about Korban Pesach. Shreti Gemara, no, what's the Raya? Mimai de Bereshi Yarcha Koi, who said Moshe started to talk on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Dilma Biabor Biyarcha. Maybe on Dalet Nisan he started to teach them the halachas. So it wasn't 2 weeks in advance. Oiba Chamisha Biyarcha Koi. Maybe it was Hey Nisan. What's the Raya? He's talking about on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. For this post, it doesn't say Kloy, he started to teach them halachas on Rosh Chodesh. Elo Roma Rabo Basimi Mishmed Ravina Mehocha. I have a Raya from another post. The post says, V'yadav Roshem Moshe B'mid Basinai Bashono Hashem Nishpachodesh Harishim Olsi V'yasu B'nei Yisoh Asa Pesach V'mayadai V'klai Yisoh bought the Korban Pesach in his time on Yudal V'Nisan. So we hear also that what it is that V'yadav Roshem Moshe B'mid Basinai Bashono Hashem Nishpachodesh Harishim. So we'll have him in the reason again that Kodesh Baruch was telling Moshe the halachas on Rosh Chodesh Nisan about what's going to take place on Korban Pesach, about Yud Dalet, 2 weeks later. So you see, you have to learn the halachas 2 weeks in advance. So then again, Hochinami, Mimai Debreish Yachikoi, who said that the Pasha is talking about on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Dilme Biabor Biyacho, Oibachamisha Biyacho, maybe it was Dalet or Hey Nisan, Koi, who said the Pasha is talking about on Rosh Chodesh? Omer Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchok, I'll tell you I have a raya. Asya midbor mi midbor. Sivocho be midbar sinai, uksivosom yadabra Hashem amoisha be midbar sinai. Biyoyo moyed viechod lachodish asheni. Is ma lahalam rosh chodish. There it says clearly viechod lachodish, on rosh chodish sheni, rosh chodish ear. Is afkan rosh chodish. Here also it says yadabra Hashem moisha be midbar sinai. Be midbar sinai means on rosh chodish nisan. So on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to teach Moshe the halachas about Korban Pesach. So it's a rise in here. That's 14 days. That means 2 weeks in advance. You have to start learning the halachas. For the Gemara, a new kasha now. The nichtav reisho the chodesh rishon, v'odo nichtav the chodesh sheni. Stam it's a stira in the Seda Pashis. First the Pasha starts talking about in Bamidba Aleph. It starts talking about what happened in Lachodesh Hasheni. And then later in Bamidba Tes, it starts talking about what happened in Chodesh Rishon about Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Churat Samad Nezach. First in Bamidba, the beginning of Bamidba should have started off right away what happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan about Hilchos Pesach, and then talk about Chodesh Hasheni. How come in Bamidba Aleph it starts off with Inyonim von Chodesh Sheni? And then later in Bamidba Tes, it starts talking about Chodesh Rishon. And tomorrow Amarav Benashia Batachlipa Mishmei Derav Zois Emeris. From here we have a clear raya that ain muktim amuchim b'Torah. The way the Torah is written in Psukim, not every pasuk has to follow. Not every pasha has to follow the pasha before. It's an ein mukta mukam a Torah. Certain things, even though they happened before, they're said later in the Torah. Like here, Bamidbar Dalet it talks about things that happened on Chodesh Nisan, and in Bamidbar Aleph it talks about things that happened on Chodesh Sheni. It should be the opposite way. That's the klal ein mukta mukam a Torah. Rashi in mukta mamucha b'teira lo yekpidu teira al seida mukta mamucha. The way the Torah is written in Kines Akasha, it wasn't makbid that everything has to be written in the order that it happened. Opashias the nemru tchila ekdimo hamucheres lo. Certain pashas that happened earlier, still the Torah says other pashas that happened later before that. There's no muktim, there's no klal. It has to go in the way it happened in the Torah. For the Gemara Akasha, Amara no. This is only said that there's ein muktim, it doesn't have to go in order. Ela betray in yoni. If the Torah started about two different in yonim, so it could say a later inyan first, and then it says an early inyan later. Avo bechad in yona. When the Torah talks about one inyan, what's happening here? Avada, then the way the Torah talks about that inyan is ma de muktim muktim. What happened first, the Torah says first. O ma de mukhim mukhim. What happens later, comes later. Avada, that's the cloud. There is such a cloud. You could read the Torah the way it says that this happened first, that happened second. In the same parsha, the same inyan, it goes bosa to say that how it happened. And may all the psukim follow one after the other. What's the raya for this? Dile te mohochi, if you're not going to tell me like this, klalu prat. There's always a cloud we have. That if a Torah says something, a cloud, a general cloud, cloud. And then it says a prat, it says exactly what it means, it says a prat. The klal doesn't mean everything, it only means this one thing. The klal is, ain't the klal al-mashim a prat. We say the klal is lav dafkum, but really the inyan is what the prat is. The prat is coming to explain the klal to say the klal only means this prat. And so that's good if you say when a Torah says a klal first and then a prat, the prat second happens second, and it means second, to explain the klal. But if you're going to tell me no, sometimes it says one before the other, Dilma, maybe it's the opposite way around. Maybe prat to klalu. Maybe really the prat should have been said first. And the klal that says before happens later. So really then it's a prat first and then a klal. And then we say just the opposite. That the klal comes to explain that the prat doesn't mean badafkom this one thing, but it means a lot of things. So every time, how could you ever make a drushum of a klal of prat? If ain't muktim amyuchar, you don't know what comes first. Elamai, it's a clear raya that in that inyan, shita, when the Torah says something, that comes first, and next comes after it. So the Torah first says a klal, and then it says a prat, that has to go in order. And we say, why does the Torah first say the klal, then the prat? That the prat, this one thing, is explaining the klal. The klal doesn't mean everything, it only means this one prat. So that in one inyan, the Torah goes kaseda. Bisu, the same thing the other way. Prat to klal, nasa klal moisif ala prat. How do we have a klal prat to klal? That we say what? That the klal is being meisif on the prat to say the prat doesn't mean it. It means like the klal, Dilma, maybe just the opposite way. Klal or prat to, maybe really, the klal that says later should be first, and the prat that says first should be later. And then it should be a klal or prat, and the klal is the what? That the ikar is the prat. So it's like, how could you ever make drushes? Elamai to clear raya, that in the same inyan we say what comes first is first and second is second. Fred Gemari Hochi, that's true. I feel a betrayal in Yoni Nami. The Khuri should have a raya, even in two different in Yoni Mosti, should have the same raya, that the Torah only says things to say them. Why? Because Honichal Amandi Yoma, Klal O Pratam Ruchokim. The Torah says a Klal in one Pasha. And then it says a Prat further on another Pasha, Ham Ruchokim, Zemizeh, ain't done a nice of Klal O Prat. There's such a Amandi Yoma like that. That if it says in a two different pashas far away, you can't make a drush of a klal there and a prat later that the prat is coming to explain the klal. No, that we don't say. If they're far away, each one has its own drushim. Then shapa, then it's very good. El leman diyama donin, but there is a man diyama that says no. That even though the klal says one pasha and the prat says another pasha, still we make that into a klal of prat. And the second prat is explaining the klal. Is ma'ik lemeima? How could that be? If you're telling me this man, the oven says, even a two different in Yonim, far away from the Torah, if the Torah says a klal here, and the prat here, that prat could explain the klal. How could that be? About the two different in Yonim, you're telling me now a two different in Yonim, ain't muktim mamucha b'Torah. So mainly the prat that says later, really that should have been before. And the klal that says before should have been later. So then it should be a prat and a klal, and just the opposite is, that the yikar is a klal, it means everything. So how could you ever make a drusha, klal or prat? That the Yikar is a Prat. Who said it? It was two different in Yonim. You're telling me ain't Mukhar, ain't Mukhtim and Muyukhar. So the more name, afilu leman de yom adonim. Even if the man de yom says you could make a kala prat, even though the parshias are mechokim zemizir, hanemili. When do we say this? Bechad in yonim. Avo betray in yonim ain donim. Ein achram is also maskim. Even though mechokim they're separated, but it has to be the same minyan. If it's in the same minyan, the same type of a parsha, then we said that the cloud of muktim amuchav Torah. The Torah means exactly what it says. But if it's two different in yonim ein achanami, that man the yom is moidam, two different in yonim ein muktim amuchav Torah, and then you cannot dashin klal or prat klal. You can't make such a drasha. Yeah. But about that we do blind that ein muktim amuchav Torah, and by befrat zicha by two different in yonim. Yeah. Right. Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav. Ha-boidek tzorech shivato. Here's the zichat the konim of the Rabbonin, that kol zaman you make a bedika, still you have to be mevato the chometz. It's not enough just to make a bedika, no, tzorech shivato. My time, what's the time? What's wrong with making a bedika alone? Why can't you just... Why do you have to mevato for me? Why isn't bedika alone enough? The chur of the bedika, you're checking for the chometz, and you get rid of all the chometz, so you have no chometz left in your house. Why do Rabbonin still say you have to make a bittul? My timer. Where in any, if you're going to tell me, Mishum Pirurin, there are leftover pieces there, the small crumbs. So even though you made a bdika, we'll be afraid though, maybe you didn't get all the crumbs. If you didn't get all the crumbs, when you have the crumbs left in your house, on that you're going to be over in Avera by your own, by your motzai. But that bdika doesn't help. So that's why the Rabbanan said you have to make a, that's why you have to make a bittul. If you mavatal all the crumbs, believe it, so even though you have Pirurin, small crumbs there, but bittul helps on that. Maybe that's the reason why you have to be mavatal. Shapurim hashivi. That has no chashivas to it. In other words, Pirurim are like Hefker. You don't want the crumbs in your house. You have crumbs in your house. You looked all over your house for the chametz. So the crumbs that you didn't keep fine, look, that's Hefker. You're not machshivit. You don't want it. Holei chashivi. So you wouldn't be over anyway on Bayu or Bayu Motse. It's not chashiv to you. The chitayna, maybe you tell me. Kivan de mintalahu. Agav desa chashiva. Since lamaisa, these crumbs are in your house. And your house, lamaisa, you have a nice big fat lock on the front door. You lock your house. So mainly you're marked with everything in the house you want to be watched. So even these crumbs in the house are also called watch. In other words, something in your house, since you're watching the house, you can't spend little crumbs in the house like Hefka. No. Since you're watching the house, we'll say a swara, everything in the house still belongs to you. Tomorrow I'll bring it right out like that. For a time, you learn the price like this. Sufei tainim. If a person has in his field left over the end of the figs, that are not ripe and never get ripe, so really the throw there should be hefker. But in his field, he still has grapes growing there, and the mice is watching his field now because of the grapes. So the mice of this field, at one side has figs, the other side has grapes. And the mice of the balabos is watching the whole sod, why? Because he's watching because the grapes are there, not because of the figs. We'll soon see what the locher is. Who is in the opposite case? Sufei anovim. Let's say there are old grapes there that don't get ripe on the tree, that really should be hefka-like. Or meshama sadei mefnei makshoyis, or mefnei madlois. But he has pumpkins and cucumbers on his field. They're growing nicely. So he's watching his field now because of the cucumbers. So what's the halacha? Yes, halacha is like this. Bisman Shabalabayas Makbitalayim, if the Balabos is Makbit to still keep these bad grapes or these bad figs, then Asurumishum Gezel, then we say nobody's allowed to steal it. The Chayovim Bamaiser. If somebody wants to eat it, before he eats it, he has to take off Meiser and Trumas. Mashenkim Bisman Shane Balabayas Makbitalayim, but when the Balabos is not Makbit upon these unripe figs or unripe grapes, he doesn't care about them. Even though he's watching his field because he does have good things growing there also. But since on these unripe fruits he's not makbet upon, is the halacha mutar mishum gezel. Whoever wants to is allowed to take it, there's no risk of gezel on it. O ptur mishum aysen. The halacha is obliged like hefker, and if you eat from peiros of hefker, you have no chiv to take off trumas of aysen. See, you see clearly, even though these peiros are in the balabos's field, and the balabos is watching his field because he has good peiros growing there also, but the bad peiros that are unripe, that he doesn't care about, if he does not care about them, they're hefker. So the same swear applies to Perurim. Applies. We're talking about now, you made a bedika, you checked out the house for the chumis. Now we're afraid though, maybe some crumbs are still there. The question is, so what if the crumbs are there? You don't care about the crumbs. You're zicha mafkin, you're zicha hefker.
What are you telling me? But still, it's inside the house, and you care about the house, you're not mafkrid. Hey, you not like that. Even though it's inside your field, but if you don't care about them, they remain hefkum. Here also, these perurim for sure are hefkum. So that's not a reason why you have to make a bittul. The chur, if you made a bdikah and you got out all the big stuff, only crumbs are left over, for that alone will be mutter midiraisa. You will not have to make a bittul. So what's the reason? Why do we say you still have to make a bittul? Have the Gemara on my Ravam, Gzeira Shema Yimsa Gluska Yofam, V'daitel Avayu, Alayu. We're afraid maybe b'shash you're making a bdikah, maybe you're going to find a big piece of chametz, a big piece of nice cake there, v'daitel Alayu, and you're still going to want it. And you're not going to want to get rid of it. Shrashi, v'daitel Alayu, Chashu v'si b'yenu, v'chasle l'sarfoy, and you're not going to want to burn it. So Rashi could say the pshat like this to Chura. You made a good bedikah before Pesach, but we're afraid the Chura you didn't make a good bedikah. If you didn't make a good bedikah, we're afraid that on Pesach maybe you'll find something. So the Chura Kashrut, as soon as you find it on Pesach, you get rid of it right then. So Mar is saying, no, maybe you'll find on Pesach a good piece of chametz. At that first second, you won't want to throw it out of your house right away. So close the mind, you're leaving it in your house, that one reg echad, you're being over by your own, by your motzei. So therefore we tell you what, that before Pesach, be mevatlet. If you mevatlet, so Rashi says then, when you mevatlet, Rashi holds, you mekayim the mitzvah, that's your tashpisum. But the Torah did not say, tisrefu, burn it. The Torah says, tashpisu, destroy it, which means even as possible leiv. So if you make a bitum, you're saying to you, any chametz in your shoes means nothing. So it all becomes the Makar and the Mitzvah Tashbisu. You're not over by your own by your Motzein. So even if you find this Chametz in the middle of Pesach, you're not over any Aveirah. So that's why the Rabbanan said you have to make a Bittul. Because we're afraid with a Bdik alone, maybe you won't do a good job. So Mashmi, even though you didn't do a good job, so far you're not over any Yisrael Raisa. Because if you made a Bdik, you did the best you did, that's also a key of the Mitzvah Tashbisu. Now the only shalom is, if you find Chometz to one Pesach, now you should be over by your Rabbi Motzein. So now that we say, if you made Bittul before Pesach, the Bittul helps. For the Gemara though, why do you have to make Bittul before Pesach form? When you find the Chometz on Pesach, make the Bittul now. Why do you have to make the Bittul before Pesach form? You made a Bedikah. So usually when you make a good Bedikah, you won't find any Chometz at all. Lui Tzu, you find Chometz on Pesach, be Mevatlet then. And for the Gemara, Dilma Mishkatasle Lebosari Surai. Maybe you'll find the Chametz after Chatzais on Erev Pesach. Or you'll find the Chametz in the middle of Pesach. V'lav Rishusei Kaimi. And once it becomes this man that the Chametz is also Bano, the Chametz is not called in your Rishus anymore. V'loi Motsi Mavato. You can't be Mavato the Chametz anymore. Why not? The Yom Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer said, Shnei Devorim, there are two things. Einom Rishusei Shalodim. Really, they don't belong to you. V'yosen Akosav Kilo Rishusei. But the Torah went ahead and put a beferish into your rishus. What are these two things? The Elohim, bor rishus rabin. If somebody goes and makes a bor, a ditch in the middle of rishus rabin, we say the person that dug the bor, he's chayiv. If anybody falls into the bor and hurts himself, al-samazik, he's chayiv. Why is he chayiv? The bor doesn't belong to you. The bor is in the middle of rishus rabin. I go in the middle of the street and dig a hole, the hole belongs, hefka, belongs to the rabin. So why am I mechuyev if somebody falls in it? Elamai, that's the Chiddush HaKra, even though it doesn't belong to you, the Torah put it into your Rishus. The Torah says, since you created here this mazik, the Torah said, you are chayim for that mazik. It's like it belongs to you. The Chometz, and the Dod HaLoch is by Chometz, Mishay Shrei Salamala. When it comes Erev Pesach, after Chatzais, that it's also Midir Aysom, so then, really, something that's also Bano, the Klal is, doesn't belong to you. Something that's also Bano is not yours. If you own Klal Kerem, it's also Bano, you're not allowed to be in the Chadash an issue with it. Because it doesn't belong to you, it's not yours. So is there really chometz in the kashrum? Every chometz, why are you over by your by your motzei? The chometz doesn't belong to you. Since the chometz has a din iser hanor on it, and anything that the terrorist said, it's osav hanor, it's not yours. Like Rashi says, v'lav rishusay, ein eshaloy, it doesn't belong to you. Hey, since it's osav hanor, the iser hanor takes it out of your rishus. So why are you ever over the lava by your by your motzei? Elamai, that's his chiddush. Even though really it doesn't belong to you, the terror put it back into your rishus. So the Torah put it into your Rishus, it doesn't help Bittul anymore. What does Bittul help? You can't be Mavatlet anymore. Because since the Torah put it into your Rishus, that Bittul doesn't help. So now we're afraid, maybe you'll first find the Chometz in the middle of Pesach, and then you can't be Mavatlet anymore. So that's why there's a Gzeirah in the Rabbonin, that right after you make Bedikah, right away you should be Mavatlet. That's why there's a tekana that habodik tzara shivatom. Right after you finish making the bdik at night, that's when you're supposed to make the bittul. For the Gemara, v'niftalei b'yabo, v'niftalei b'chomish. How come there's a tekana you have to make the bittul right after the bdik at night? Why can't you do it? I'll be doing it before the sixth hour. Do it the fourth hour of the day, Erev Pesach. Do it the fifth hour of the day. What's wrong? Why dafka you have to do it b'shas bdika? Now the Gemara, Kivon the lav's mani surihu, the fourth hour, the fifth hour of the day, that's not the zman when it's awesome diraisa. For lav's man biurihu, it's not a zman to mivari the chomis either. There's no special zman then. It's dilma posh of lemavatamle. We're afraid the person will forget about making the bittul and they'll forget about it. Therefore, when it comes the time at night to make the bdika, everybody knows he has to make a bdika. So since that's the time to make the bdika, the rabbanim said already at that time, don't forget and make the bittul. But if you stop any time you want to make a bittul, we're afraid maybe you'll forget about it. Stop Erev Pesach in the morning, it's not a zman isser, it's not a zman dir, we're afraid you'll forget about it. Therefore the Rabbanan said, Bedavki, b'shash, you make the bdika, that's the time you remember, then make the bittul.